Smoker.
What is up? Greetings, America, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. Nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more knowledgeable, you are more and more in control of your body, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and skin diseases like eczema and acne and rosacea and psoriasis, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues. Recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, no miracle at all, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, this renewing and healing system is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health or nutrition or prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you do that. Our number today, our number every day on The Bright Side is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Try to get on board early. The lines fill up pretty quickly. We try to get to as many calls as we can. But invariably, somebody gets left on hold. So if you get on board early at 855-660-4261, your odds of getting on the program are much higher, 855-660-4261. If you want to learn more about the Ingevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, head over to brightsideben.com. Take a look at the shopping cart we have up there. Make sure you take a special look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add it to water, drink it up throughout the day. It's a wonderful source of your B-complex and vitamin C. It's also got MSM and chondroitin, amino acids, inositol. It's a cornucopia of nutrients for just $50 a canister. Most folks will notice results in one or two doses. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you'll find it along with all the other Ingevity products you hear us talk about on the program at brightsideben.com. You'll also find a Join the Team link that you can click on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want to start a Ingevity business, or if you just want to help spread the word about the power and the importance of nutritional supplementation, click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, thank you so much once again for joining us on The Bright Side, continuing talking about brain health, anxiety, depression, specifically about serotonin and ways to get off of serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, Prozac, Effexor, Cymbalta, Pristiq, whatever flavor SSRI drug you're on. If you just want to boost your serotonin levels, if you have anxiety issues, if you want to get off of SSRI drugs, there's some wonderful non-medical, non-drug strategies you can use. We talked about eating more protein, especially protein that contains the amino acid tryptophan. We also talked about eating more non-starchy, non-grain vegetables, vegetable carbohydrates. The combination of carbohydrates and tryptophan-containing protein, correct carbohydrates and tryptophan-containing protein, is an awesome way to boost your serotonin levels. And then yesterday and the day before and possibly for the next couple of days, we'll be talking about the sun. How important the sun is for helping boost serotonin levels. Getting yourself out in the sun is one of the most important health strategies you can use for a lot of things, just for healing, for health, for wellness. The sun is anabolic. It turns on building systems in the body. It turns on growth and repair systems in the body. And it turns on serotonin and melatonin chemistry. Melatonin coming from serotonin. Melatonin is a nighttime chemical. It's got some real important anti-aging properties. It's a wonderful antioxidant. It helps relax you. It's truly a happy hormone, much more than serotonin is a happy hormone, and it comes directly from serotonin. So getting out in the sun and eating more protein and making sure that you're eating more veggie carbohydrates is not only a great way to boost serotonin, but because melatonin comes from serotonin, serotonin is converted into melatonin. All of these strategies that boost your serotonin are also going to have pro-melatonin properties as well. So get out in the sun without a sunscreen, without a sunblock. Get out in the sun, lay out in the sun, love the sun. You don't want to burn, of course, but you want to make sure that your skin, as much of your skin as possible, by the way, not just your arms, not just your face, your whole body if possible, get out in the sun and have that, those solar rays contacting as much skin as possible. Serotonin is made in the skin. It's made in the brain. Serotonin levels are increased by sunlight getting in through your eyes into the pineal gland, and serotonin levels are upregulated just simply by the sun hitting your skin. Serotonin is a sunshine hormone, and it is one of the most important reasons why you want to get yourself out in the sun without chemical toxins, without chemical toxins that are in sunscreens and sunblocks. Get out in the sun. The sun contributes to the body's pool of electrical energy. And you know what, folks? We talk about nutrition all the time on this program. We talk about vitamins, we talk about minerals, we talk about nutrients, but at the end of the day, health is about electricity. Health is about electrical energy. Vitamins and minerals and the things that we call nutrients are like the rails, and electrical energy is like a train. Electrical energy can be thought of, electrons specifically, electrical energy and electricity are made up of little pieces called electrons, and these little pieces can be thought of as the cars on a railroad train, and the entire train can be thought of as electricity. Well, in this analogy, the rails are the vitamins and the minerals and the nutrients. And they're all important, but the most important is the electricity. The most important is the train. The most important aspect of health is the railroad cars and the train itself. The vitamins help keep the train on the rails, but good health is electrical in nature. We talk about nutrition all the time on the Bright Side. I consider myself a nutritionist more than anything else, but nutrients are in a sense secondary to electricity, biological electricity, and voltage, which is electrical pressure. Nutrients channel this electrical energy. Nutrients direct this electrical energy. They guide the electrical energy the way rails guide a train. They guide electrical energy. Vitamins and minerals guide this electrical energy into the right chemical reactions. So nutrients are like rails, and the electricity, which is made up of little pieces called electrons, are like the cars on the train. And photons from the sun are magically converted by biochemical systems in the skin into electron rail cars, into electricity via this photoelectric effect. And do you really want to deprive yourself of this superpowered, supercharged generator in the sky called the sun? Who is the dumb medical professional who's going to tell you that you should unplug yourself from this powerful source of solar energy that gets converted into electrical energy? Of all the medical nonsense that we hear promoted on the through the media and through medical professionals, through doctors, through dermatologists, through lay people sometimes, none is dumber than this idea that we have to avoid the sun, or we should never go out in the sun unless we're wearing some kind of toxic sunblock or toxic sunscreen. So it's not just the pineal gland and the brain that are stimulated by serotonin or stimulated by the sun to make serotonin. So is your skin. Your skin is a solar battery. Skin cells are little serotonin manufacturing factories. If you pay attention to your dermatologist and you slather on your sunscreen, you're not going to be making skin serotonin. Sunscreen will prevent serotonin production in the skin, and that means actually more burning, because serotonin has an antioxidant solar absorbing property. It protects your skin from burning. And because serotonin is converted into melatonin, sun avoidance strategies and sunscreen strategies are also going to potentially affect the way you sleep, melatonin being very important for sleeping. Melatonin is also anti-cancer. So that's another reason why the sun will protect you from cancer. The sun protects us from skin cancer. This is why we're all wearing sunblocks and skin cancer rates are going up. Sunshine, beautiful sunshine, which we all love, upregulates serotonin, upregulates melatonin. Sunshine means better sleep. Sunshine means less depression. Sunshine means less cancer. And sunshine means a longer life. According to an article that was published in the Journal of the Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology, I'll tell you about this when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Land in Buenos Aires, then a shuttle to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on The Bright Side. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben. Our number is 855-660-4261. Got a couple lines open for you. We'll get your phone calls here In our next segment, if you want to learn more about the Longevity products, head over to brightsideben.com and take a look at the shopping cart with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and all the Longevity products you hear us talk about on the program. You can also click the Join the Team link and start a Longevity business, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, so according to an article published in the Journal of the Federation of American Societies for Experimental Biology, the skin's serotonin-melatonin system is very important for helping counteract environmental stresses, stresses like the sun, for example. So serotonin and melatonin, which are increased by exposure to the sun, solar exposure to the skin, also have a skin protective effect. The sun stimulates the production of its own anti-cancer and anti-sun and sun protection factors. The sun protects us from the sun, in essence. If you wear a sunscreen, you're not going to get that protection. If you wear a sunblock, you're not going to get that protection. Now, I'm not advocating that anybody goes out and burns. Burning is not a good thing. But you certainly want to make sure that you're getting yourself out in the sun, that you're exposing your skin to the sun on a regular basis. This is so important, people. And this idea that we have to avoid the sun is nonsense of the highest degree. The skin produces a whole bunch of stuff, and while I don't want to digress too much here, I think considering that we're talking about serotonin and we're talking about ways that you can support your serotonin system, I think it might be worth a slight digression, and I have been getting a bunch of letters from and comments, Facebook comments, about the stuff I was saying last week about transdermal penetration and what does and what does not make it through the skin. Jan writes from Florida, "I'm really confused," quote, "I'm really confused because I've repeatedly heard that one should never put or apply anything to the skin that one wouldn't put in the mouth because it's such a huge organ and it absorbs everything that comes in contact with," unquote. She also says that she's absorbed and become sensitive to cleaning and gardening chemicals, lotions, and some treated fabrics. So let me clear this thing up once and for all, this idea about absorption and the skin and what you put on the skin. First of all, we have to recognize that there's a difference between absorption into the skin and absorption into the blood and the environment of the body. Things can get absorbed into the skin, but that doesn't mean that they get absorbed into the body proper, into the interior of the body, into the blood, into the circulation of the body, the circulatory system of the body. The skin is an organ of the body. It's just like any other organ. It's just like your liver. It's just like your pancreas or heart or lungs or any other organ in the body, except for one thing. And this one thing is what distinguishes the skin from most of the other organs in this sense. This is the difference between the skin. Even though it's an organ like your liver and your lungs and your heart and your pancreas and all the other organs of the body, the skin is on the outside. And because the skin is on the outside, we can put stuff on top of it in a way that we can't do to an internal organ like the liver or the pancreas. You can put stuff on the outside of the organ called the skin, but you can't put stuff on the outside of the organ called the liver or any other organ. Because of this idea that we can put stuff on top of the skin, we have to talk about absorption in the skin in a different way. We have to talk about absorption on the skin or in the skin in a way that we don't have to with the internal structures, because the skin is on the outside of the body. You can't get things absorbed into the liver the way you can get things absorbed into your skin. But you have to understand the structure of the skin in order to understand the absorption of the skin, and nobody really understands the structure of the skin unless they're studying it, because if you just look at your skin, it doesn't even look like there's any structure. Look at your arm. It just looks like there's a kind of coating on top of the inside of your body. It's hard to really picture that this thing called the skin that coats the body, that coats the inside of the body, has a structure. It has structural details. And without understanding the structural nature of the skin, we're not going to understand how to treat it. And of course, there's going to be this crazy mythology around everything you put on your skin gets absorbed into your body and your skin eats. I love that one. Try rubbing some peanut butter on your skin. See if that takes care of your hunger. Next time some bonehead tells you your skin eats, and everything you put on your skin gets absorbed, tell them to rub their dinner on their arm and see if they get fulfilled or satisfied. Obviously, you can't do that. Obviously, that's stupid. And that's just how stupid it is, this idea that everything you put on your skin ends up in your body. So the first point that we want to recognize is, yes, it's true. Things get absorbed into the skin. But the second point is, that doesn't necessarily mean that what you put on the skin is going to get into the body. Just because something is on the skin doesn't mean it's going to get into the interior portion of the body, and it doesn't mean it's going to get into the blood. The blood and the internal milieu of the body are always protected. They're majorly protected. In order for stuff to get inside the body, first of all, it has to get in the blood. In order for stuff to get inside the blood and then into the body, it has to jump through a lot of hoops. It has to pass through major barriers. In a healthy digestive tract, for example, a very tiny amount of what we eat actually gets absorbed into the blood. When you eat your McDonald's hamburger or your steak or your salad or whatever you're eating, a very, very, very tiny fraction of that food actually makes it into the blood and into the body, if you're healthy. If you're healthy. By the way, in terms of vegetables, almost infinitesimal amounts of nutrients and substances get into the blood. When you eat a salad that's all vegetables, the large majority of that is water and fiber, and that gets excreted. Very, very small amounts of your veggies, very, very small amounts of any food actually get into your blood and into the body if you are healthy. In fact, the single most important cause of disease, bar none, in fact, the most important cause of disease, in my opinion, is the breakdown that occurs in the digestive system when this system, this absorption system, this tightly regulated absorption of nutrients, the system that absorbs these nutrients gets messed up. When stuff gets through, leaks through a damaged digestive tract and gets into the body, that's really where the disease process begins. This is why I'm always talking about food and digestion. On the skin, you have a similar situation in the sense that the body is not going to allow things to get into the blood very easily. Just like in the digestive system, only tiny amounts of nutrients from food actually make it into the blood and the body. The same is true about the skin. The skin is not going to just accept things and suck them up into the blood. If you have a chemical that has a structure that is specifically designed by scientists and researchers who have manipulated the structure of this chemical to penetrate, then maybe you're going to get something that gets into the blood. If you have it on the skin long enough and you force it into the skin wearing a patch, for example, you may get a little bit into the blood. And while that's not a good thing, especially when you're talking about things like preservatives and fragrances and perfumes and sunscreens, to say that anything that you put on the skin gets into the body is a stretch. If you use a patch, if you use heat, if you use electricity, sometimes estheticians will use ultraviolet or ultrasound or electrical kinds of devices to push things through into the blood. You can drive some material downward. You can increase penetration. This is how patch drugs work, quitting cigarette patches and pain patches and anti-seasickness patches. There's drugs and creams, or there's drugs that come in creams. There's hormones that come in creams. You can get some blood levels this way, but for the most part, things that you put on the skin are going to stay on the skin. The skin is tremendously well protected. We'll continue this discussion when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back right after this.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze-Dry Guy.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Sell something you believe in. Almost sounds like a foreign concept, right? Listen, when is the last time you sold for a company and a product you believed in? Something you could feel good about Monday through Friday, and even Saturday and Sunday. Something with integrity. Perhaps you've heard of us. We're GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Over 800 radio stations, the web, and 4 satellites broadcast our conservative talk radio shows 24/7, 365. While much of radio struggles, we're doing things all over the globe that those with just a transmitter can only dream of. We've got listeners. Lots of them, and advertisers who need help reaching those listeners, but they need you. GCN is looking for motivated self-starters, people good on the phone with proven sales savvy, experience in marketing and advertising, but we'll invest in training the right person. We offer benefits, but the biggest benefit is selling something you believe in. Send your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with GCN and sell something you believe in again.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of 6 or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Back on the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us, friends. Our number 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. If you've got questions about health or nutrition or the longevity products, if you want to get off your meds and start a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. If you have a success story you'd like to share, we love hearing those. Or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, we're talking about serotonin and ways to support serotonin levels, eating more protein, strategy number one, eating more veggie carbs, strategy number two, And my favorite of the serotonin building strategies, get yourself out in the sun. We all love the sun. We all feel better when we're out in the sun. Contact, have as much sun or solar energy contacting your skin as possible. You want to be exposing as much of your skin as possible to the sun. You don't want to burn. This idea of spreading stuff on the skin, of putting stuff on the skin, of everything you put on your skin getting absorbed into the body, while you want to be careful about what you put on your skin, this idea that it all goes into the body is not founded in reality, folks. But in order to understand how this works, this whole skin absorption phenomena works, you got to understand something about how the skin is designed, the structure of the skin. And most of us don't really appreciate that the skin has got a highly detailed, highly intricate structure. There's all kinds of systems in the skin that are designed to keep things from getting into the body. In fact, that's the main role of the skin, is to keep things from getting into the body. So to say that you can just spread stuff on top of the skin and it's going to get inside the body is a misunderstanding, and it is simplistic, somewhat simplistic as well. We'll talk about the structure of the skin tomorrow as we continue discussing serotonin, its relationship to the skin, and ways that you can support your serotonin levels. All right, number 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's take our first phone call of the day and go to Texas and welcome Dave to the Bright Side. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Greetings, my friend. How can we help you?
I wanted to talk to you about a different subject, but I've been having bleeding in my stools for going on over a year now.
Okay, that's not good at all.
I've had a colonoscopy. Now, the doctor did say I did have hemorrhoids, and which, you know, is a lot of the, you know, the blood, and it is red.
Well, hang tight, my friend. Hang tight here. The hemorrhoids are an inflammation. When we say hemorrhoids, what we really mean is an inflamed inflammation in the tissue called the hemorrhoidal tissue. And so you have some swelling and some inflammation. And whenever you have inflammation, whenever you have swelling, you've got a clogging. Things aren't moving as they should. And by not moving, I'm not talking about food, and I'm not talking about not moving in the digestive system. I'm talking about things aren't moving in the blood. Your blood is pooling up, and it's clogging. And once blood starts to pool up and clog, it creates kind of a back pressure. And this back pressure may be causing some kind of tearing in the circulatory system in the lower part of your body, and that might be what your bleeding is caused from. So I would be looking at things that are causing you to be clogged up. You got to be constipated. You got to have some history of constipation. Correct, David?
Well, I have had, you know, a lot of diarrhea, and, you know, it's not real full stools and stuff like that.
Are you have diarrhea more than constipation?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Are you constipated at all? Does it go back and forth, or is it just pretty much diarrhea?
Just pretty much diarrhea. I mean, it's not bad. I mean,
No. Don't say that, Dave. You can't say that. It is bad. It's very bad. I mean, you may be able to live with it. You may be able to deal with it, but you're running higher risks for the most horrific, horrible diseases. Listen, folks, no diseases are good. No cancers are good. But when you have a problem with the lower part of your body, and when you have a cancers or problems with the digestive system, it is a nightmare that's worse than death. All right. Ask anybody who's got colon cancer, who's dealing with colon cancer, has had their colon removed, how horrible it is. So yes, you may be able to live with it, and you may be able to survive, because human beings are very resilient, and we can pretty much survive survive a lot of stuff. But you shouldn't have to survive that. You shouldn't have to deal with it. If you have diarrhea, that means you're not absorbing nutrients, number one. All right, that means the body is emptying stuff out of the intestine real quickly, and that doesn't give your body a chance to suck the nutrients out of the food. So you're running serious risk for almost every disease you can name simply from the malnourishment and malnutrition. Not to mention the fatigue and the brain fog and just a weakness that's caused by having a lack of nutrients. So diarrhea, chronic diarrhea, it means chronic malnutrition, chronic malnourishment, because stuff is getting dumped out of your system quickly. The reason stuff is getting dumped out of your system quickly before your body's getting a chance to absorb it is because your body is trying to eliminate what it is considering to be a poison. Diarrhea and loose stools are the body's attempt to dump things out of the system, to get rid of it. And why is it getting rid of it? Because it's toxic to it. So, first of all, the most important thing you could do, and this is really serious, Dave, this is not a small matter. The most important thing you could do is to figure out the foods that are most likely to cause the loose stools. Number one, first and foremost, figure out those foods that are causing the loose stools. If I were you, my friend, I would be hitting the reset button on your digestive system by not eating for a day or two, completely fasting, and then starting to put in food slowly back into your diet, but very slowly, and trying to do something we call the mono diet, where you just eat one type of food per day. So you spend the whole day just eating bread, for example, or you spend the whole day just doing dairy, or you spend the whole day just doing cheese, or you spend the whole day just doing eggs. You follow me, my friend? Are you listening, David?
Yes. Okay. Hang on.
Let me just finish this, okay? And then I'll hear what you have to say in a sec. Let me just finish this. So you want to clear the system, hit the reset button, and then spend an entire day eating specific foods and try to stick to foods that you love, because those are usually the likely suspects. All right. So then that's the first step. That's the most important step. Figure out what the foods are that are most likely to trigger your loose stools, and then eliminate those foods. Now you got to also have other digestive. If you've had this problem for a year or more, then you got to have some other symptoms as well, and you want to be vigilant to these other symptoms, because you want to be looking for improvement in the other symptoms as you're changing your diet around and as you're improving your digestive health and digestive wellness. So focus on elimination of foods. Secondly, get yourself on fermented foods and probiotics. It is an absolute must-have, and if I were you, Dave, as soon as you hang up the phone, I would be ordering the Nightly Essence or the Root Beer Belly or getting on some kind of probiotic supplement within minutes after you hang up the phone. That's how serious this is, and that's how important these good bacteria are, these probiotic bacteria are for your digestive health and wellness, especially for you, because you've been dealing with this for such a long time. Thirdly, get on liquid nutrition as much as possible. Use bone soup. It's tremendously helpful for the digestive tract, and it's liquid protein and liquid nutrients that your body can absorb very readily. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Make sure you're sipping on the bone soup and sipping on the BTT. Because if you put too much nutrition in your body all at once, if your body's not used to it, you may not be able to handle that much, and you make your diarrhea worse. So sip on the bone soup, sip on the BTT, get yourself vegetable juices and sip on it. Sip on miso soup, which is wonderful for the digestive system, like the bone soup is. If you're a vegetarian, by the way, miso soup is not quite as good as bone soup, but it could be a close second. And then get yourself a Vitamix and grind up vegetables and make your own veggie juices. And there's tons more, and I'll get to a couple other ideas for you here, but what were you going to say, Dave?
Well, I was going to tell you, the doctor said I had, you know, issues in my sigmoid colon.
Well, yeah. But you don't need a doctor to tell you that. I hope you didn't pay for that. I mean, obviously, if you had diarrhea for a year, if you had loose stools for a year or more, you got a problem in your colon. You don't need some dummy doctor to tell you that. Hang tight, buddy. We'll finish up when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 855-660-4261 is our number. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us, talking to Dave in Texas. David, you there, my friend?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so yeah, you got the sigmoid colon is the lower part of your colon, and clearly you have a colon issue. That's what the diarrhea is, and the blood is probably being caused by all that irritation. When you have chronic diarrhea like that, think of all the action that your colon is going through. Eventually, it's going to become red, and it's going to become irritated, and it's very likely that you could be passing blood. That makes perfect sense. So it's really important that you get this thing under control, number one, by watching for foods, number two, by using probiotics and using liquid nutrition. And by the way, because you're losing so much liquid with chronic diarrhea, you're also losing electrolytes and you're losing water-soluble vitamins. So the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is like a must-have nutritional supplement, but make sure you sip on it. In fact, all liquid nutrients are going to be very important for you, including vegetable juices, bone soup, miso soup, and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And then you also want to make sure that you're linking the diarrhea up to specific foods. And then probiotics are going to be very important for you. Use apple cider vinegar after meals and get on the digestive enzymes. I would also be using the glucogel caps with meals. The glucogel caps can have a wonderful soothing effect on the digestive tract, but nothing is more important for you than figuring out what are the specific foods that your body is perceiving as the enemy and is trying to dump out of your body. What else did you want to ask me there, David?
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is I bought the Longevity Healthy Digestion Pack about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And the very first day, or the next day, everything quit. It was fine. And it's been fairly good for probably until like last week.
And then you started again?
Yeah. So, but it was like
you noticed a difference. That's awesome, man. What is, tell me what the Healthy Digestive Pack is. I don't know what that is. What products are in it?
It's got the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the ESA Plus, the
nice.
ICOFX Plus.
Awesome. Awesome. How about the Z-Radical? Are you doing the Z-Radical? That might also be helpful for you.
No. Well, it's got the ultimate enzymes and the Flora FX.
That's awesome. That's awesome news. You still need some more stuff, and that's probably your body starting to react again. But that's awesome news. Get on. If I were you, this is just some ideas for you. Get on the Z-Radical and get on the Nightly Essence in addition to the Flora FX. And then when you're taking your ultimate enzymes, take them with apple cider vinegar. But that's really good news, man. That's awesome. And you didn't make any dietary...
That's what I was wondering, you know, it was like night and day difference. I mean,
Awesome. That's what nutrition does. That's what nutrition does for you, my man. And everybody listening, check that out. All right, this is what nutrition does. This is why I do this program. When you get on a nutritional supplement program, when you start to add these nutrients into your body, you can't help but notice changes. And that's why I say for most people, you just get on something like the BTT, you're going to notice results in one or two doses. But the blood is very troubling, Dave. If that continues, you really want to make sure that you're taking care of that. And I would really be seeing if I can make it some associations with food. And then add in some apple cider vinegar to your digestive enzymes. And then you may want to throw in the glucogel caps as well as the Z-Radical. But that's great news. Congratulations. Keep up the good work. And then if you want any more info or you have any other questions, feel free to stay in touch. Anything else you want to say, David?
I was just going to ask you about the other longevity products. If you
Z-Radical. Z-Radical. It's one of my favorite longevity products. BTT is probably my favorite longevity product, and the ultimate enzymes and the glucogel caps, but the Z-Radical is right up there, and it's great for your digestive system. Remember, we've been talking, I don't know if you heard the program last week, but we talked about lectins, which are these sticky proteins that can attach to the digestive system. They're found in grains, they're found in gluten, they're found in a lot of foods, and they stick to the digestive tract, and they can wreak havoc on the lining of the entire digestive system, the stomach, the intestine, the entire digestive tube. Can be affected by these lectins. Z-Radicals will coat the lectins. I call it sliming the lectins and allow the body to dump the lectins out of the system. So use the Z-Radical with meals, and the glucogel caps can have the same kind of effect as well. And make sure you're on apple cider vinegar. I get on the Nightly Essence instead of the Flora FX. You've got way more bacteria in there, way more probiotic bacteria in there. And don't forget the apple cider vinegar. Very important for helping acidify the contents of the stomach. Oh, one last thing. It's not a longevity product, but if you can get on something called pancreatin, that's spelled P-A-N-C-R-E-A-T-I-N, that may be able to improve some of your symptoms too. And thanks so much for your call, Dave. And that's awesome news. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to the UK and talk to Mohammed. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Good morning, my friend. What's going on?
Hey, Ben. I just had two questions. I was wondering if I could ask both of them.
Sure.
Good stuff. Okay, firstly, I wanted to ask, what would be the best longevity product to take to reverse stretch marks off of my skin or all over my body? And is it reversible?
No. Did you lose a bunch of weight?
Do you know what? I'm only 20. I put on a lot of weight, and I lost a lot of weight, and it's just...
Okay. Yeah, you know, the stretch marks are constructive. They're not degenerative. It's not like the body's breaking down when you have stretch marks. It's actually the result of long-term pulling on the connective tissue. And then when that pulling is reduced, the stretch is still there. And so you're not going to be able to get rid of that with any nutritional supplement. A couple of topical ideas that you may want to try are vitamin C cream and also vitamin A cream, retinoic acid cream. In fact, retinoic acid or Retin A is the brand name. That can sometimes help with stretch marks. Where vitamin C cream, fatty vitamin C and Retin A really excel is before the stretch marks, is while the skin is being pulled out, before the stretch marks form permanently, you can reduce the likelihood of getting stretch marks by using retinoic acid cream or vitamin C cream. And this is especially effective for folks who are pregnant or as the belly is expanding. If you use this vitamin A cream and vitamin C cream on the skin as the belly is expanding, the likelihood of you getting stretch marks will be reduced. But once those stretch marks form, you're really dealing with a constructive issue, and then you're talking about things like plastic surgery or sometimes laser surgery may help. But it's not really a nutritional. It's not a nutritional topic to help to reduce or change stretch marks. I'm sorry to say. What was your second question, Mohammed?
Okay, then. Lastly, is there any way that I can contact you? Because the limited time I have on air.
Yeah, no, I understand. I totally understand. Shoot me an email, ben@kseo.com. Put on there Mohammed from the UK, but I got to tell you, I get hundreds of emails a month, and it's just almost impossible for me to try to answer everybody. But if I tell you to email me on the air, I will make sure that I get to you. But make sure you put that in the subject heading so I can kind of filter through it. I wish I could reply to everybody who sends me notes, but it's just not feasible. I do have a day job even. As soon as I'm done with the radio program, I go off to work at the lab, and then I come back late at night, and it's just very difficult for me to respond to people as much as I would love to be able to do that. But Mohammed, if you do put a note in there to say that I talked to you on the air, I'll make sure I get back to you. And that's true. But anybody, if I ever tell you to send me an email on the air, I will respond to you. So Mohammed, make sure you put it in the subject heading so I know it's you, okay?
Okay, can I ask you my second question?
Sure, go ahead.
Brilliant. I just want to ask, do you know, firstly, which longevity product would be the best to regrow my hair? And if so, you know, a receding hairline, is there any way?
Yeah. You're 28, so chances are your receding hairline has to do with your hormones. Are you built lean and mean? Are you muscular and lean? Before you gained the weight, was that your tendency to be muscular?
No, before I gained the weight, I actually was pretty muscular. I was actually lean, but the thing is, Ben, is that when I asked you last week when I rang in, you recommended things like zinc and copper.
Yeah.
But how do I know that it's a deficiency in zinc in my diet?
Well,
zinc's the other things.
Typically, you're not going to know about nutrient deficiencies except for your symptoms. But as it turns out, with zinc, you can do something called the zinc taste test. And that's where you put some zinc on your tongue. A specific kind of zinc works best, something called zinc heptahydrate. And you can get that on the Internet. And you taste it. And if the zinc has a bitter taste, then you know you have enough zinc in your system. But if you cannot taste the zinc, that's a classic sign of zinc deficiency. It sometimes will work with regular zinc, too, if you don't want to deal with going out and buying zinc heptahydrate. Just get some cheapo zinc at the drugstore and put some on your tongue, and it should have a real nasty, bitter taste. If it doesn't, that is the sign of zinc deficiency. But it's just a good idea to be on 50 milligrams of zinc a day. Treat a receding hairline as the sign of one of two things. Number one, you're producing too much of what we call super testosterone, which is known as DHT, and you want to start using some things that help you inhibit DHT. Zinc is one of the most important of the DHT inhibitors. And then also, you may want to consider it to be a part of a global systemic breakdown in the body. Remember, the body's always building up and breaking down, building up and breaking down. And you always want the build-up to be superseding the breakdown. You want to be building up more than you're breaking down. Hair loss, if you're losing hair dramatically, can be a sign that you're breaking down faster than you're building up. And so there's a lot of strategies for reducing that breakdown process. I'll tell you what, I know you're in the UK, but if you call back tomorrow, I'll get you up first up. Or if you shoot me an email, I'll respond to you via email. Thanks so much for your call. Thank you, everybody. Appreciate all you guys. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about serotonin and the skin. And that's it. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff.
And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.